Talking to Keats by Carlene Gadapi, read by David Bannock. When I forgot to be afraid of an inherited muscular dystrophy that will rob me of movement, of blinking, swallowing, and finally of speech, and the BRCA2 genes that may be lurking, of arthritis, of loneliness, of being left broke and broken, it was a lovely stretch of time, a settled quiet. An involuntary smile came to my face. I think it was a Tuesday. Certainly not more often. In daylight hours, I am more rational. There's no reason to fear. There's no evidence of problems. But come nightfall, come 3 o'clock, I panic palpate my squishy breasts. I practice swallowing, opening my eyes wide and wider, slowing my breathing, and plan advanced directives. I don't want my eyes fixed on imminent death. I don't want my brain to reel with final wishes. Does my family know the passwords? Can they manage without me? Will I bankrupt them while fighting the dark? A rooster crows that he's made it through another night. I have too.